This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Oman has accepted for resettlement six Yemeni men who were detainees at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Men arrived in Oman today. Long-held Yemeni's release brings the total of Guantanamo now to 116. President Obama vowed to close the detention facility when he first ran for office, but lawmakers and defense officials have blocked his goal of emptying the prison. President Obama says the failure of the House of Representatives to pass a measure to help American workers affected by global trade pacts will directly hurt about 100,000 workers and their communities. Claude Barfield of the American Enterprise Institute tells VOA this was a serious blow to President Obama's Asia-Pacific free trade agenda, and that the part of it that would have given help to workers who lost their jobs as a result of U.S. trade deals.
The president has made this his major goal for his second administration. He has actually gone all out in terms of lobbying for the bill. He's done things he's never done before.
Number of lawmakers are concerned the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal would send more American jobs overseas and hurt the environment. A team of World Health Organization experts say the outbreak of the deadly Middle East Respiratory Syndrome in South Korea is large and complex, and more cases should be expected. However, WHO and South Korean medical authorities told a news conference the MERS virus is not yet spreading through the general population. Outbreak is largely occurring in hospitals among patients visiting family members and medical staff treating them. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities have charged two men for plotting to help the Islamic State militants kill U.S. citizens, including plans to target Boston police officers. Suspects also allegedly had planned to attack and behead a New York woman who organized a controversial gathering in Texas recently that featured a cartoon contest lampooning the Prophet Muhammad. However, that plan later was abandoned. Friday's developments followed a court appearance on Thursday of an American teenager who confessed that he tried to help Islamic State militants recruit supporters and raise funds. Ethnic tensions in Iraq and Syria appear to undermine efforts to defeat the Islamic State. Iraq's army depends on cooperation with local militias to drive out the militants. But while the armed ethnic groups fight to reclaim territory from the terrorists, they also clash among themselves. Zlatan Sahok reports.
As Kurdish forces prepare a major offensive against Islamic State in Syria, hundreds of civilians are fleeing into Turkey. A Turkish official has accused the Kurds of driving out Arabs from the areas they capture. The United States supports Kurds in their fight against Islamic State, but is warning against sectarian violence. Meanwhile, members of the Druze minority in the Middle East have called on the international community to protect their brethren in Syria, where the Al-Nusra Front recently killed 20 Druze villagers. Several groups fight Islamic State and Al-Nusra Front in Syria, including government forces, but they also fight each other. Zlatan Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen killed at least six civilians on Friday and destroyed historic buildings in Sana'a. The sounds of digging out from under the attack. Reports from the UN Cultural Agency said the latest airstrikes destroyed ancient structures, some of them up to 2,500 years old. For more than 11 weeks, bombing raids have targeted ethnic Houthi insurgents, the dominant group among the rebels who are supported by Iran. Diplomatic sources close to the Iranian nuclear negotiations say the progress has slowed considerably just weeks before a June 30th deadline on a historic agreement between Iran and six world powers. The latest round of the negotiations took place on Friday in Vienna. Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, but many here in the West contend that is not the case. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Our
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.
Against me. It's VOA 1. I'm Larry London, playing the hits for you and inviting you to check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. This is Tove Lo and Talking Body on VOA 1.
Yes, I'm a loving and fine. We ain't going nowhere like tanks is on E. We still getting money, what bank is gonna be? If he's sexy, he planking on me. So when them big boys with all of that, tell the bartender to say my order back. It's bottle service, he ordered that. Might let him take it home and slaughter that. He got friends for all of my friends. They ain't leaving till we say when. And we gon' hang over the next day, but we will remember this day. So drop the pop and get low, and we can drop the top and just cruise. We fresh to death down to the shoes. My only motto in life is don't lose.
Trying to find the magic, trying to ride a classic. Don't you know? New music right here. VOA.
The new one for Major Lazer, which is actually a collective effort from Diplo, DJ Jillionaire, and Walchy Fire, teaming up with DJ Snake and Lean On. Now, Major Lazer, as a group, have released 3 albums, and the new one is called Music is the Weapon. I'm Larry London on VOA 1, The Hits with Mr. Probs, and this is Waves.
Pulling against the stream, pulling against the
Timberlake released after leaving NSYNC. Sexy back. A lot of people thought he was kidding. Are you serious? Sexy back? That's going to be your first solo track? My name's Larry London, VOA1, and coming up, we've got The Weeknd. His real name is Abel Tesfaye. He spells The Weeknd without the E at the end. It's W-E-E-K-N-D to avoid confusion with a Canadian band called The Weeknd, and says, I have a new album, and I'm not telling you when it's coming out. This is called Earned It on VOA1, The Hits.
Make it look like it's magic, don't you? 'Cause I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. We live in our lives.
pill on VOA1. Pink's Twitter account was hacked. Somebody got in and linked her Twitter account to a pornographic website. My name is Larry London. Coming up, Fifth Harmony. They were in London last week, and they met up with Little Mix. There have been rumors that the two girl groups are feuding, and they say absolutely not true. In fact, they've got a connection, the X Factor connection. Fifth Harmony finished third in the U.S. on X Factor, and Little Mix won the X Factor in the U.K. And the girls say there is a good chance they will collaborate together. This is Sledgehammer, Fifth Harmony on VOA 1.
Just wanna feel this moment. Oh, I just wanna. enjoy this moment. Enjoy this moment, darling.
And Christina Aguilera and Feel This Moment. It's VOA1 with Martin Garrix and Usher. Don't Look Down.
Can't be Yeah.
Austin Mahone from his debut album, and that's for all his Mahomies around the world. I'm Larry London here on VOA1. Ray McDonald's coming up next. I leave you with The Fray. They're out on tour with Train, and this is How to Save a Life. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks. You say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Swing the lines, share the blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along. There's a bit of death that I'm put out straight up. You all night. Save a life.
all I need is me a few seconds and more. Then it's a wrap. Tell the lady bring my lap, and I ain't coming back, so you can put a car right there. I'm the truth, and I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, cause they seem to do it. Barricades, I run right through them, I'm used to them. Throw all the dirt you want, no use. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone her back, picking out a bath of the fruit.
I love you, boo.
Yeah, freaking Petey, love you too. You know how I do.
It's just how I gotta have it.